ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यम्। Chapter titled Childhood Pastimes of Krishna, text number 18. Dhuli Dusarita, Dhuli Dusaritangastvam Putramajjanam Avaha Janmaksham Tedya Bhavati Viprebhyo Dehi Gasuchi Dhuli Dusaritangastvam Putramajjanam Avaha Shuchi, being purified. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Mother Yashoda further told Krishna, "My dear son, because of playing all day, your body has become covered with dust and sand. Therefore, come back yourself. Today, the moon is conjoined with the auspicious star of your birth. Therefore, be pure and give cows in charity to the Brahmanas." Purport: It is a custom of Vedic culture that whenever there is any auspicious ceremony, one should give valuable cows in charity to the Brahmanas. Requested Krishna, "Instead of being enthusiastic in playing, now please come and be enthusiastic in charity." Yagya dhana tapa karma na tyajyam karyam eva tat, as advised in Bhagavad Gita 18.5, sacrifice, charity, never be given up. Yagno dhanam tapas chaiva pavanani manisinam. Even if one is very much advanced in spiritual life, one should not give up these three duties. To observe one's birthday ceremony, one should do something in terms of one of these three items, yagya, dhana or tapa, or all of them together. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjanashalakaya. Mother Yashoda further told Krishna, "My dear son, because of playing all day, your body has become covered with dust and sand. Therefore, come back, take your bath and cleanse yourself. Today the moon is conjoined with the auspicious star of your birth. Therefore, be pure and give cows in charity." So in this chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, Childhood Pastimes of Krishna, the Supreme Lord, when He appears in this world as a child, so He also acts like a child. When He appears like a human being, He also acts like a human being. So if He don't, then it will appear very ordinary. Just like what we have been hearing for last few days in this chapter, how Krishna has been acting as ordinary child, very much absorbed in playing, and mother is trying to get him back for taking his meals. Of course, it is Krishna. even if he is a small child, he is still that same supreme, all-powerful. But because of intense affection and love of Yashoda, Yashoda could not see that it is Supreme Lord, but it is her child who is completely dependent on her. And if he will fall sick or he may die. So this is what is the feeling of mothers. By nature, we all are seekers of pleasure. We all like to seek pleasure, every one of us here. Even at the level of soul, we are seekers of pleasure. So what to speak when we are in this body? So in this body, we are seeking pleasure. The example is given that the ant is seeking pleasure in, and it works very hard. But the nature of moth is different. His way of seeking pleasure is he wants to be very close to the light. But there are some people who like to take pleasure in acquiring wealth, power, prestige. And there are some people whose nature is to causing cruelty to others. But at the same time, there are some people who take pleasure in getting worshipped by becoming famous. But a mother takes pleasure in just giving pleasure to her child or giving everything to her child. Just giving, not giving. The mother is just giving. So this is the nature of love. Of course, here in this verse, last few verses were sounding one sense, if you don't notice, it is something very ordinary, mundane. But here, Mother Yashoda is also trying to connect it to something higher. That's what is Vedic culture. Connect it to something divine, that she is calling out her child that now it's enough, you should now clean up your body, you should give charity because today is a very auspicious day. Now in relation to Krishna, everything is auspicious. There is nothing like inauspicious. But this is Yashoda, Mai's love. I remember once when I was making an attempt to talk to one mother. Now this mother said that, "What? I don't want to go to temple. I don't think there is any need for me to do anything. I just look after my children. I take care of them." She was getting that mellow, that rasa in just taking care of the children. But unfortunately, the mellow, the rasa, never remains the same. Jo Hindi, in the Hindi they say, जो मीठा होती है शुरुआत में वो फिर कड़वी हो जाती है. That's in all material relationship if it is not connected to Krishna. Sometimes we have to give examples because, for example, TV. TV acts as far as it is connected. But as soon as there is no connection, it goes blank. When there is blank, there is nothing. So similarly in all relationship, as far as there is connection is there, there is a rasa there. Otherwise, we see that in this age, this is something very common, which was not heard of in Vedic culture, that in family life, there was a time there was joint family. But then there was something joint. He may be the grandfather and everything was centered around him. But as lot of materialistic progress, materialism became rampant. So when there is so much of materialism, materialism means possession of things gives me pleasure. So when then started, naturally these qualities started coming in the heart. So my relationship is still I got pleasure from you. The day I don't get pleasure from you, the relationship goes. So slowly the joint family disintegrated into nuclear families. So what to speak about nuclear families? Our nuclear family stable. The relationship, it is based on you are mine and you are for me, you belong to me. It's just a question of time that same relationship which was giving pleasure ends in frustration. So this is a basic principle that how we say that, you know, how material existence is all inauspicious. That is why there is a saying that His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj says that anything inauspicious in this world, if it takes you closer to Krishna, that becomes very auspicious. And material point of view, everything very auspicious from Krishna, that is very inauspicious. Now this is, in the material world, this is still very relative. Auspiciousness, inauspiciousness. There is a very nice thing I heard from His Holiness Bhakti Rasamrita Swami Maharaj. Once he said about how Akbar and Birbal, of course, very nice, inspiring. So Birbal was emperor, Akbar was emperor. So one day, as usual, he got up in the morning, and this was his practice, that he will go out, just look out. So that day when he opened the window and he looked out, he saw there was a dhobi there washing his clothes. So when the dhobi washing his clothes, he saw the emperor has opened his window. So he looked up at the emperor. And the emperor looked at the dhobi. And he did like this. And of course the emperor also in his... And then he turned around, and as soon as he turned around, he banged his head. So he forgot. But he got a cut. Then as usual, he used to go for his walk. So he went for his walk in the garden. He was stung by a bee. So he got a swelling. Second thing. Third thing, he came back. As he was entering his room, he tripped over. My God, this is so inauspicious today. What is happening? So his ministers came. Maharaj, what is happening? What is this? Why this? You got a cut here. You got a swelling here. Broke your leg. Tell me what happened. So he said, nothing, I don't know. Just remember, maybe something. What happened in the morning, first thing today? As usual, I went. But today I saw the face of the dhobi. Oh. So the dhobi is the cause of all this inauspiciousness. Immediately the ministers, they went and arrested the dhobi. And the strange thing was, they declared that you should be sentenced to death. Because he caused so harm. So as usual, Birbal is always there. So Birbal came and asked the emperor. His emperor, he said, you saw his face and you got a cut and you got stung. And he saw your face first thing in the morning and he sentenced to death. So who is more inauspicious? So as soon as Akbar heard this, he said, yes, yes, yes. So the point is, in this world, all auspiciousness, inauspiciousness is very relative. But in connection with Krishna, everything becomes auspicious. As it is said here, this one verse we chant in when there is initiation. Om apavitra pavitrava sarva avastam gotopiyas marit pundarikaksham sabhaya abhyantara suchi. Whatever circumstances in your life you have passed through, it may be very inauspicious, Krishna. Just remembrance. Everything from internally and externally, it become auspicious. So that is real auspiciousness. But here, of course, Mother Yashoda is bringing out this culture of how her mother, it is said that it happens, it was not his birthday. But this is her birthday, for that sake, Vivaha Samskara. The whole purpose of samskaras is to make everything auspicious, bring everyone closer to Krishna. In Kali Yuga, we have become so cluttered in our thoughts, we don't even know that, we can't even think properly, you know, what to think. So many things are there around, so much, caught up with so many things, can't even think. Now, real Vedic culture is, you should know that, what are you doing? How are you doing and why are you doing? It should be very clear. But when you are caught up, you are just like a mechanically just robo. Why are you working? Pet ke liye. But beyond that, you can't think because there is so many other thoughts. But Vedic culture, it takes you the mode of goodness if it is properly followed. And in that state, clear understanding about the purpose of life, what should be done. That's why it is said that goodness is what attracts. Very difficult in the mode of ignorance and passion to preach someone. So in the purport, Prabhupada also it is said that one should not give up. One should not give up these three things. One is yajna, dhana and tap. Remember just about auspiciousness, how it is, how do you see it, auspiciousness. One time we were with Maharaj, so we wanted to decide when this festival should be there, one date of festival. So maybe this day, maybe Narsingha Chaturdash, maybe Sharad Purnima. This is casually asked. Can you find out which was the day when Prabhupada told his wife, tea or me? I mean, we were stunned. I mean, what? Of course, you don't know when was the day. But if you look back, one point inauspicious, but that was the most auspicious day. Because that is the time he decided, finish, out. And if he had not gone out, what would have happened? So tea or me, one sense, it, what happened was the most auspicious day. I don't know. You do know that it's not. So this is what exactly auspicious, inauspicious in this world is seen as. But anyway, coming back to this point of that, these three things, never ever you should give up. No one, whoever is. Whether you are just, a person just been, of course now there is no question about any culture. But even if in the beginning of Krishna consciousness you come, but three things you should never give up, which is here in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is telling that even a person who is very saintly, it purifies him also. That means never is a time that you should not, there is no scope for this. And what are these three things? One is yajna, sacrifice. Another is charity, that is dhana. And another, third is tapas. So what does it mean for us? How do we see? Yajna means how to be always connected to that divine power. How to be dependent on that power. That means always praying, chanting, or serving. I am dependent. Actually, we are very insignificant. But we have forgotten that we are very insignificant. There is a very nice thing about Prabhupada. That once Prabhupada met someone in London. And of course, they exchanged. And after a few months, Prabhupada met the same person in Bombay. So this person is saying, oh, Swamiji, this world is so small. But Prabhupada said, it's insignificant. But the whole world is insignificant. So what to speak about one tiny, living entity, jiva. But the degree, understand how insignificant, to that degree, you can seek that. So that is what is yajna. Or hearing about the Lord, talking about His glories, this never should you give up. Charity. Now charity, everyone has to do charity. But then, what about brahmacharis? Because usually we see that charity means money. Grihasthas earn and then they give. But brahmacharis don't earn. But in the renounce order, they do charity after they receive. And what do they do charity is transcendental knowledge. That is, but for those who are earning, now why this charity is done, how does that? Because charity is a means where you can express your devotion, again you are getting connected to Krishna. It also makes a person detached. It also purifies someone from all sinful reactions. It also makes one humble. But then there is an English faith, it is said that real charity is when it really hurts. So it is very easy to giving charity, I do this, no, I do that. But real charity is when there is some real pain. So this is one charity part, and then the third thing is tapasya. Tapasya means, in our context, it is following four regulative principles itself is a big tapasya. So these things should never be given up in all stages of life. So as far as charity, it's very easy to speak that, you know, I'm giving. But then in Srimad Bhagavatam, we have one very nice story about one king. That what is exactly, how does real charity, as it is said in Bhagavad Gita, charity is also a different modes. Charity in the mode of goodness, you do it, duty it is done. But charity in the mode of passion, there is always some motive behind it. And charity in the mode of ignorance, you don't even know what is going to, whether this, it may be degrading that person by your charity. What to speak about yourself? So charity in the mode of goodness, at least in the sense of duty, but the best charity is when you give something, you are also thinking about welfare of this person. And what is the real welfare? How it can lift up his consciousness. So in this context, it is said. So naturally, people who are very busy in earning money and all, they don't have time to preach or, you know, engage people. So when they give their money to brahmanas, like it is said, here Krishna is saying, give cows to brahmanas. Because brahmanas are the one who are giving directly transcendental knowledge. They are lifting up people's consciousness. Giving money, who has no time for preaching, otherwise so caught up in family life, he also gets connected to that preaching mission. So this is the glory of charity, which is transcendental. Not just as a duty. That is goodness. That's good. No doubt. So this king, how you understand that charity is not so difficult, but when you are at risk of your life, you have to go to inconvenience. That time, your real quality of your consciousness will, I mean, we have to ask ourselves that how, what is the state of my consciousness? When you are confronted, we really understand who I am. So this king is very interesting. I know it's a very familiar one. He happened to be a king. So, but his all activities were the welfare of others. His actions, even every breath he used to take is for the welfare of others. Just imagine. And he, because he was nicely placed, connected, so his family members would also cooperate in whatever he does. They would not criticize him. They would not complain. So he decided once that he will fast for 48 days. No food, no water. And this he was doing it far away from the kingdom. This was in an isolated place. And when the 48th day came, so from the palace, he got water and succulent food, stuff made in ghee. So just see his consciousness. As soon as it is brought, he immediately thought about Krishna. He offered it to Krishna. So that means pleasure of Krishna overrules all his desire for sense gratification. What must be the degree of his senses? No food, no water. And all this he was doing for the welfare of his subjects. And here is the time it has come. Because he had this knowledge that Krishna is the root of all existence. If I nourish the root, then all the things coming out from the root will get nourished. So in this mood, he was offering it. And then he sat down to take prasad. So when he was about to honor prasad, at his doorstep, a brahmana comes. Now as soon as he sees the brahmana, now this is not that he had to pretend himself. Even in that state, he saw the brahmana, he became joyful. He said, oh, look at this, my lords. Lord is so kind, he has given me one more opportunity. And this, oh dear king, please, give me some alms. So he took some portion of that meal. He made him comfortable. And to his full satisfaction, he fed him. The brahmana went away satisfied. Then again he sat down. And this time when he sat down, a low caste person came. A very low caste man. No? In the Vedic, social point of view, important person. But then when he saw him, the way he saw brahmana, oh, this is one more opportunity, my lord. And here he is hungry and thirsty. And in that state, he made him sit down. He gave him another portion of his food. So when he was fully satisfied, he said, let us now sit down. And this time, of course, he had divided his portion to the family members. Now, what was food and some water. So this time, there's one more person came. He was about to take. So this was a very stranger. No, he came with a pack of dogs. And he said, my dogs and your king, please. So he gave that. Again he sat down, and this time he had only water in his hand. And he was really trembling now. You know, it was a question of life and death. And that is the time... A chandala comes. So chandala means very low down, those who are, they have no culture at all. Dear king, please give me some water. And that is the time Maharaj Ranti Dev becomes very introspective with his water in his hand. He starts thinking, my lord, imagine in that state he's praying now. Yes, time for prayers. Now this is to just bring out that what is the state of consciousness? Person who is doing real charity. It's a very extreme. But the essence is that it really matters that, you know, what is your intention? What is your quality? That is what pleases Krishna. So he is praying to the Lord that, oh Supreme Lord, the origin of this whole universe. Please, let me be always with people who are suffering. Let me suffer. So that I can relieve people's suffering. This is his feeling. And in these feelings, obviously, he was joyful. But materially, he was really trembling. And he gave that water and he collapsed. So that is the time all those people who had come as that stranger with dogs and a chandala, they came as the Brahma, Shiva and all other demigods. They said to him that we wanted to just test your consciousness. You're giving charity. So now we want to give a benediction. So what benediction he'll ask? So he's asking for a benediction. They wanted to give him anything he wanted. He said, I don't want any liberation. I don't want all these Astra Siddhis, and I don't want any elevation to higher planets. He's saying, let me always be connected, again that same thing, to that Supreme Lord. Let me always remember. So this is the state of consciousness. So in one sense, we may feel that, you know, how is that, you know, because how did he see like that, you know? When the Shudra came, he said, oh, what is the use of giving charity to Shudra, you know? It is not going to help me. I should be giving it to Brahmana. You know? So when the Brahmana came, he could not, oh, Brahmana, come on, Brahmana, you can find charity anywhere. Why you have to take from me only? See, I am just breaking the fast. But he had that vision, same for everyone. Equipoised vision. So this is what is a real state of consciousness where everything is seen in connection with Krishna. This is divine vision. So this was Ranti Dev. So Ranti Dev is in Srimad Bhagavatam, and this is how he taught us. By charity, unless it really hurts, unless it really pinches. So it is said in Shastras that, Jiver Arthir Diyavacha. Jiver means life. Obviously, who can give life? Life is so dear. But what comes next? Arthir. So that means money is very close to life. It's not so easy to give up. Arthir. I say, no, I can't. Okay, at least give your intelligence, Diya. If you can't give Diya, then give your words. But give. Give, it is said. That is how in this verse it is. The mother always gives. It is said that if you want to know what type of mothers are there in the society, you just go and talk to the children. You just go and talk to the children and see what type of children are there, you know what type of mothers are there. Because all the culture, they come from mother. Of course, that doesn't mean that fathers don't have any role. Father sees that his family is prospering, he's working hard. But a mother plays a very important role. But in modern civilization, mother, to say that I am a mother, is not very respectful. Especially in the Western world, to say that I am a mother. To say that I am a so-and-so professional. But truth is that in society, just like you need brahmanas, you need accountants, lawyers, you need doctors, you need all type of people need mothers. If you don't have mothers, the society... So this is a very divine profession. Not paying at all. There is no payment. It's pure giving love. But how much does it affect the society? This is what happened when Prabhupada went first time to the Western world. So when we think about the modern history, you see that Prabhupada did the same thing. These three things, yajna, dana and tapa. We about his yajna, we know that his prayers, how he used to pray about that. He was in total dependent, total dependence. I am like a puppet. Please my Lord, why have you brought me here? So when he went there, actually he was like a father and mother for everyone, because they didn't even have, many of them, they left their house, they didn't know what is mother's love, what to speak about father, no family, I don't know what family you can say. It goes beyond nuclear family or scattered family, dispersed family, no family, no stability, no family. And when they came in contact with Prabhupada, now see the role of mother and father. So Prabhupada represented that love. Many of Prabhupada's disciples, even now, this time we felt, is this love? And they felt it. And they had not experienced that in their life. Their parents had given them all material things. That was the day the economic development was booming like this. Everything they provided, but there was complete lack, not satisfied, it satisfied them. Why? Because Prabhupada was an instrument of Krishna's love. And he was keeping them connected. So this is how the changes happened. And Prabhupada, of course, that is why it is said that, and as far as tapasya is concerned, yesterday was a very auspicious day. Yesterday was the day, Jaladuta, so many years, what an auspicious day. He carried Vedic culture in his trunk and himself in his heart. Imagine to go and transplant Vedic culture in a place where there is no culture. It should have been rejected. No question about anyone accepting it. So alien culture. Prabhupada said, many times these businessmen from Calcutta, they would ask, Swamiji, kya kiya apne? Arre, maine to sirf Bhagwan ka naam jaap kar. Aise ho hi nahi sakta, Swamiji. Aapne kuch kiya hai. Arre, kya kiya? Maine to sirf Harinam diya unko maine. So Prabhupada's faith in holy name and his instructions in spiritual master that you should go and preach. So this is why it is said that Prabhupada, he made a house where everyone can stay. Imagine in one house, it's not an easy, we hear, it's so difficult, everyone's desires. But when it is connected to Krishna, all your desires get resolved. Now this only those who are experiencing, they can say that. Otherwise it's a conflict going on. But aspiring, having hopes that this is the process, you just follow. So this is how Prabhupada's, in the history that what Prabhupada, he resolved one sense all problems if the world is willing to accept it. Especially relationship problems. So he said, I made a home. He said, I made a house, right? Made a house where the whole world can stay. How can a whole world stay? Impossible. You can. Otherwise, how is it possible that his disciples who were connected to him, why would they go to a place like Thailand? Why would they go to a place like China? What connection you have? You know, what relationship you have? Unless you see that everyone is part and parcel of Krishna and everyone needs this charity and convenience. This is how Prabhupada's mission is been taken forward. It is going on. And holy name is the one which is all auspicious. Nama Chintamani Krishnas Chaitanya Rasa Vigra Purna Shuddho Nitya Mukto Abhinnatva Nama Nami. So when we say, when in the beginning we said Om Apavitra, and here he said Abhinnatva Nama Nami. Just imagine, it's just Abhinnatva. As soon as you chant, connected to Krishna, all auspicious. Immediately it has to act. So Prabhupada didn't make any discrimination. When he distributed to everyone the way Ranti Dev distributed. He never saw that as a Brahmana is this, because he was seeing in connection with Krishna that everyone is equal. This was the greatness of Prabhupada. So nothing inauspicious. Once Prabhupada was walking in New York, Manhattan, and they had to go through a very filthy place. And you know, all the rats and garbage and all. So his disciples were apologetic. Prabhupada, we are very sorry. We had to take you from this place. What's wrong with this place? This is Vaikuntha. How can you see Vaikuntha there? Because his vision was like that. At the same time, once he was in New Zealand. And you know New Zealand. New Zealand is very popular, famous, especially Bollywood. They go for shooting there because the best. Prabhupada driving in the car is saving young, beautiful, handsome, dressed, nice food, beautiful surrounding. And he's just watching, looking at them, and his tears in his eyes. So materially very auspicious, but he's saying they are just wasting their life. Everything is temporary here. How long it is going to last? And they'll be deprived of this human opportunity. Prabhupada, in this connection of this verse where it is said that birthdays, how it should be celebrated. Well, mothers, family members, real well-wishers of their children. It is not just like that lady who said that, oh, my children, they are like God to me. That is just pampering. It's just spoiling the child. And I'm sure, if I meet her, I'm sure about it that I don't think, it was many years back, same thing to say about her children. They are married now. I don't think she'll say, they are like God. I will just worship them. I don't have to go to the temple. So this is real charity is what in this contest we can understand that how sacrifice, charity and austerity should never be given up, as it is said in Bhagavad Gita. So yesterday was a very auspicious day for us to remember his contribution to this world, how he carried this Vedic culture, and he was so successful, and it has been carried forward. This is the difference of just few days, few weeks back, I just remember, I should I share with you. Now this person, this superstar, Esther Years, he was such a superstar. Many of you were not born maybe. Ladies would be, when his car is to pass, you know, there are young girls who would be running after, they will take the dust from the tire, apply. Many of them were married to his photograph. They would write letter, blood, never before in the history. Such a craze. Huh? But then, of course, you know, everything goes up, it comes down, and he didn't know, he didn't have any knowledge. And something inauspicious started happening. He could have made it auspicious if he knew knowledge, but he didn't have. So he was just trying, fighting to pull, bring it back his fame. But slow and slow and slow, he went down, down, down. It's like a slow suicide. And that time, one of his fans, she said, I came from some another foreign country. She was a wealthy lady. So that means she didn't wanted anything. She just wanted to serve him because she was his fan. She came and stayed for the last years of his life when his family members had all deserted him. She served him. She was with him. She used to take care of his health. What was the result? She was so humiliated. She was so disappointed. She's so frustrated. When I did so much. Because you were worshipping the wrong hero. It's a very clear cut. He was not the real hero. But same thing, Prabhupada's disciples. Prabhupada was not some hero, one sense, an old man. But they were worshipping him. They were serving him. Still in their heart, that love is there. After 40 years. And with that love, they are transforming people who come in contact with them. See the glory of, you know, whom you worship. See the difference. This is Prabhupada. Real superstar. So thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada Bhagavatam ki jai. Jai.